Welcome to Real Talk Sundays.
Cheers.
The podcast for the people, by the people.
Because some people can't handle Real Talk Sunday no matter what day. Oh, shit.
It's all right. Val's had a couple to drink. So have I.
It sounded so good until I messed it up.
You know, we're going to leave it in. I like it. This is us. We're a few drinks in. We've had an evening. We've had a long week. We're going to talk a little bit about some things that Val's gotten me into. And though
it's not a butt plug.
Not a butt plug. It's not crack. It's not a butt plug. It's better, arguably. It's Love is Blind.
Good show.
I mean, okay. So I don't really watch TV. I have like one TV in my whole house, and I'm a super crazy Nazi about TV in my house. I'm one of those moms. And the TV is usually commandeered by my children and Brandon. But bitch got me into Love is Blind. Like, what was that?
I've been trying to get you into Love is Blind for, I don't know however long it's been out. Somebody Google that. I've been like, hey, Love is Blind. And you're like, I don't watch TV. You literally said that. And
I don't watch trash TV. I don't watch TV.
All of a sudden, you told me you binged it. And I about died because I was like, we could finally talk about it.
Oh, my God.
And so, cut to, after this episode, we're going to watch the finale and the reunion together. So, anyway.
The show's terrible, but it's amazing. So, you watched what episode? Or no, I was here, 2 weeks ago? And we watched, what season was that?
Season 4.
How many seasons are there?
There's 4.
Oh, okay.
So you missed 1, 2, 3.
Okay, that's what you're saying.
Wait.
No, you and I watched a different season. I watched season 4 by myself. That's the one I binged.
So we were watching season 1. Season 1. T-Booty and Jasmine that were here, I got them into it. Yeah. It's a problem.
Your girl's got some facts for you on the tele
device. Oh, I'm sorry. Please hold. It was during COVID. Shocker. They're genius because that's how they got so many watches.
Viewers. Views, downloads.
So February 13th, 2020. Yeah, I've been trying to get you on that for that long.
Way to turn a negative into a positive. Love is Blind. That's fucking brilliant.
That's freaking brilliant.
Not only is Love Blind, it's sick.
Honestly, with COVID. Can you look up next who created Love is Blind? I need to know that.
Shout out to that.
Nick Lachey and his wife.
I remember she came on the screen and I was like, damn, that girl's fun.
You did say that.
I pick her. She's like, that's Nick Lachey's wife. And I was like, oh, yeah, no, she's fine.
Like, you did say
I'm
that.
I feel like I live under a rock when it comes. Like, I know TikTok celebrity drama bullshit, but I don't know TV drama bullshit. But no, it's not all the premise of Love is Blind.
Well, first off, Chris Colin, created this, and he is a genius. I literally can say such great things about him. So
is he hot? Well, sounds like something an ugly person would produce. I'm just saying, like, because, hey, we need to go off personality.
Because it has to go out. Yeah, let's not see each other because I'm ugly. Yeah. So,
because Love is Blind. Here's to you.
Some people would think he's like okay.
Conventionally,
he's about a 6'5", 4.
Sorry, so, Chris. You're
anyways,
fucking smart.
So Chris created this show, Love is Blind. And so the concept is you have about 14 to 15 individuals, men, women, and we'll get into why they don't have women and men and men. That's not cool. So they stay in these, I wouldn't say a loft or something like that. They don't show any beds. So I don't know really how long the process is, but they say it's 2 weeks. You have 2 weeks for somebody to propose to you. You are in pods and you speed date. It's basically like lightning rounds in these pods for all these days. You could propose on day one, day two.
Shut up. You can.
Yeah. You just have 2 weeks to do it. Yeah. It's a social experiment, by the way.
That's what they keep referring to. Yeah. So we met in a social experiment with these pods.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But it is a social experiment. So anyways, they date and then they can just say, I want to see so-and-so more, right? And that's how they start doing it. So like in season 1, there's one guy dating three different girls, and they all three think they're number one, right? Because you're in the same setting with those girls after your date's over. And of course, girls gossip. So do the men. They talk. Oh my God. And they're like, I am so in love. I can't believe this is happening. And the other girl's like, what? Like, he told me he was talking about how he was going to propose, you know, back and forth, all that. They can propose anytime. And then they don't see each other. We mentioned that, right? They're in pods. You cannot see each other. You propose without seeing the other person. Then they see each other. They open the doors. It's so dramatic. It takes forever. Whoa. Sometimes I fast forward. I'm not going to lie.
Oh, that's like my favorite
part. Like I fast forward till it opens because I'm so nervous. I can't fucking stand
Commercial break.
So then they look at each other and you know right then. You know. And then when they go up and they grab him, the girl is like super like this, or the guy's super like that. And in season four, she goes, why are you not blinking? Do you remember that? And I was like, oh, that's not gonna work. You know right off the bat when they meet if it's gonna work or not. And they know too, and this is the downfall of this show, is they know too, but they're in it for it to be, want to be famous.
They want to get them views. They want to get big.
They want to just also, go with it.
After that, they get to go on this one long week of just fucking sex and the sun and the food and the shit. Fuck you. Yeah, I like you for another 7 days. Like, absolutely. I have fucked for less. Yeah. Okay? Like, let us not.
This show was made for you and really you.
Y'all lucky.
It's too late.
This didn't come out when.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Yeah. So then they propose, it all goes through, they say yes, whatever, they go to Mexico, and then what they do is, this is where they get you. If they just made it to where you're secluded, I think it would be easier for them. But then they go, we're gonna meet up with the rest of the crew.
When I saw that they put them all together, I was like, oh, this,
because you never seen it, I know it's coming, but
that's rich. Especially that tall guy that everyone was like swooning over. And that one black girl was like, I don't know what the fuck all the hubbub was about. He's like, okay. And all these other, that one girl, I'm bad with names. I don't know the names like you know the
names.
Well,
my favorite is Marshall, and that girl is fucking him over, Jackie. Mm-hmm. And Marshall is so, his emotional IQ is skyrocketing, and she's so low, dude. She needs help. Talk about trauma. She needs to go to counseling. I hope you have a counselor. I'm sorry, but she needs help. He was already ready and she's not, so that was a perfect example. But
they just like look at each other and like the girl, oh man, and they're just like, oh god. But it's really more, I would say in this season, the season four, it's more of the girls not being happy with their selections than it is the guys not being happy with their. The guys were pretty content. They were like, I picked pretty good. Like, all of them pretty made out.
But how do you feel about, what do you, in a social experiment like this one, do you feel like, where's the line of disrespect and it's a social experiment? Mm-hmm. Ooh, that's a good one.
Where's the line of it being disrespectful and this is part of the experiment? Here's the thing. I feel the social experiment aspect of this show is the pods.
Yes.
That's the experiment, is can you truly meet somebody? All the way up to the reveal. After that reveal, I feel that's where the social experiment ends and the disrespect begins.
Okay.
Because if you are truly... because these bitches, that one girl said the crazy, I love him, I don't care what he looks like. And then they look at, he's this bug-eyed motherfucker. She's like,
bug-eyed.
No, I just don't want to have sex with you, because I just don't want to throw famous. Away what, like, our weeks of connection.
Name, yeah, she's so irrelevant to me because I don't like so people forgetful. Like that.
And rude. Yeah. But she was just like, I just don't want to throw away our weeks of connection off of just, you know, fucking in this beautiful fucking place. Well, meanwhile, the other couples are like, yeah, no, we fucking got busy.
Yeah.
Like, we've been waiting for this. And she's like, I just didn't want to throw away our connection on something just physical. Bitch, shut up. It's not the fact that you feel, you don't have to be obligated to sleep with somebody, but you need to be honest with somebody. I don't want to sleep with you because I'm not attracted to you, even though I was blowing smoke up every producer's ass 5 minutes ago about how no matter what the fuck you look like, I was going to be in love with you. So that's where I'm like, the social experiment ends as soon as they revealed each other and they are now in it. After that, that's just blatant disrespectful. And then what happens is it turns into good TV. Totally. That's my line.
I'm not trying to judge other women because we don't want to bring other women down, but she was so judgy of him. Did she look in the mirror? I'm not trying to be rude, but it's not like
we're like, how fucking old is she? She's like our age. We're like, no, she fucking isn't.
No, but dude. I'm just like, there's no way you think you're so much better than him. And he was a little odd, and you knew he was odd in the fucking pods. He's saying to you to propose. Yeah. It was fucking weird. And it was, that was TV right there. Absolutely. That was,
I also love that, like, the first choice, second choice. Oh, yeah. My God. To find out, like, but I'm so bullshit cocky. I could be like, I'm sorry, I'm not your first choice. Toodaloo. I'd rather go home, motherfucker. Yes. Like, I'll buy myself my own one-way trip to Mexico with all the viewers I just gained right. for being on this fucking show.
So
get the fuck out of here. I'm not your first
my
choice.
My other question is, bye. Do you think you can truly fall in love with somebody in less than 2 weeks without seeing them, having any physical touch, anything, just mind to mind?
No. I think you can lust over somebody emotionally just as much as you can physically.
Ooh.
I think to be confused on what love, the feeling and sensation of what is new, what is exciting, wow, I'm getting to know this person.
Dating.
And now having to remove the physical element of it, I think they are emotionally lusting after one another. And I don't know what the, I was like, why are these people so fucking love hungry? Like, what happened before this show that they are so fucking eager?
Failed relationships.
Oh my God, though. And yeah, they're all in their late 20s, early 30s.
30 days. What, in bro? Total. In total, 30 days before you walk up there.
And right? Like, of course their parents are like, excuse me, like some of their parents are a little too like, I support this and good yeah. luck with you guys,
and they're crying,
I hope this is beautiful, he sounds like he really fucking loves you, bitch, they just met 20 days ago, what the fuck do you mean? My mom would literally be like, what?
It's the same concept of people meeting in life without a pod and they get married in yeah. no time, and we judge those people, but
it's reversed, but what though. Makes it they for us lust to over judge the physical that. And then they find out the true issue is emotional. Whereas this, they lust over the emotional and then they find out the true issue is the physical. It's yeah. just reverse, that's all it is. But lust is lust. It doesn't have to be a visual lust.
Well, do you think people are like lying when they're like, I knew you were the one day one?
Yeah.
Huh.
Absolutely. TV for Hello? The views. We do it for the gram. We do it for the views. Exactly. To
you. Conversations. You said day one you knew I was the one.
Oh, so that's what fucking Brandon said. He was like, bitch, I looked at you and I was like,
see, oh. So you think that's not
real conversation. I can come with facts to absolutely prove that you've been my day one, like,
because I'm so pretty and right 87% of the time. Anyways,
it's
so
hard because the difference between lust and love is chemical, right? So that's the difficult yeah. part.
Okay.
Is you can't necessarily fact check it because you're going off of feels, right? And she's saying, I felt so strongly for you from the moment I saw you. From day one, I saw you. Where it's like, absolutely, I'm sure she had some sort of feeling or like, this is different. So it categorizes you as the one because it's different from all the rest. Same thing with B. B's literally like, dude, I saw fucking stars.
He like, always said that. Like,
I remember what you were wearing.
What was it? The raceway,
dude.
Yeah. Yeah, the raceway. But okay, so.
But no, I personally, and I have been in love. I've been in love a couple of times in my life. And like, blessed be different types of love too, because you have different types and different variants of severity of love, right? Mm-hmm. And two, I think there is such thing as love at first sight for sure, but I think a majority of that is misconstrued as lust.
Totally.
I think it is.
I agree.
And I actually had a fucking that. Quote. There was actually a fucking quote I'd say for forever ago about it, but it's the chemical imbalance of wow.
This feels good.
This feels good. Like they are wow. And then you talk and interact and you've already put them on so much of a pedestal. It doesn't matter what the fuck comes out of their mouth. You're like, this is art. Like, that's why you go into this crush phase where you're like, anything they say is so important and valuable to me.
Yeah.
So I feel like when you are talking to somebody and getting to know them on an emotional level, what happens is this is forcing individuals to use their imagination and their creativity when they're listening to this voice.
Right.
And they're like, oh my gosh, they're romanticizing.
Well, and they talk about that. They say, your voice in the pods triggers me to feel this.
Yeah.
So when I hear it outside of the pods, I feel weird. They feel indifferent, right? So cut to, They do that, all that. Then they go to Mexico. Then they put them in a townhome. Sometimes it's apartments.
Let's They've live together over the years. For a week it's before we get married.
It's hard because you haven't watched 1 through 3, so you've only watched 4. So they kind of did some newer things, like, you know, allowing them to leave that person and go. I'm not saying they allowed it, but nobody's ever left somebody and gone with somebody else. That's never happened before.
That was crazy when that bitch met up with that guy for like Josh, a coffee or some shit. I was
Jackie, you slut. But she put out a post. I'm on Instagram. She put on a post that, hey, just so you know, they twisted that shit. I had the meeting with him after me and Marshall were broken up. Again, everybody tries to cover their traps, but tracks. Anyways,
they made that good.
But they made it good.
She is your first dress fit.
The first time I saw Josh, I go, he was a wrestler.
With his fucking cauliflower ear and shit. I even, like, when I saw them sitting together, I was like, well, it's fucking their vibe, It's their vibe.
Oh my God, this bottle of Ciroc is just slipping and dipping over here.
Yeah, when I saw this, I was like, oh no. Ciroc, here it is.
Hit us up.
They just want to fuck.
Yeah, they do.
That's what that is. And she doesn't want to fuck the other guy. That's what that is. Like,
that's totally what it
is. At least she admitted it, though. She was like, maybe I need help.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, but you're playing the game, girl.
It's fine. She's
like, I can't marry him. And that's the thing, too. I was like, you can throw hate all her way, but like, this bitch was about to marry a guy. If she didn't listen to her gut,
if she didn't listen to your gut, then I'm with you.
So I'll give credit where credit's due on that, but bitch, you played it all the way out.
So they're in their townhomes. What do you think about Micah? And what's, oh my God, I'm so.
Which one's that?
Micah's the blonde girl and the guy that wears glasses sometimes.
Oh,
what's
the
his
neuro.
Name?
He's like a
Paul. Yeah. He's smart.
He's what was his occupation?
He's a scientist of some sort.
He was like a. It was like saving the earth fucking science, though. I remember I read
Micah
it.
Micah and Paul. And I then, think Paul is so cute. And I'm not even into people like that, but I'm like, he's so cute.
Have you noticed his grammar changed as the longer he was with her? Every other word was like.
And before that he was
super straight edge, rigid, blah, blah, blah. And then everything, and then because she is very valley girl, like, and then he started saying that shit, and I was like, oh, this fool.
They're definitely polar opposites.
Oh yeah, opposites attract. Do you think there's truth to opposites attract?
Well, yeah, I'm in that relationship. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like that one.
They're not gonna make it. I'm calling it right now. They're
even
not gonna make it.
Even his friends were like, "Yeah, bro, cool, good luck. You look happy." He's like, "No,
it's not.
She's
genuine.
Amazing.
It's not genuine. She's not genuine. I'm calling it now."
But also, she's just like, she seems young. She already, she's around 30s.
I think it's the way her teeth are. It makes it feel like her permanent teeth didn't come in right.
Wow, she's just young. And then when she gets all hammered at her bachelor party, she's like, babe,
do you love me? Do you love me?
I was like, shut the fuck up right now. This is
so
shit.
My favorite,
I really like her
though,
just when she drinks, you know?
My favorite is Tiffany and what's Tiffany's guy? The beautiful couple.
Oh, the tall guy?
No.
I'm terrible with names. I hate that I'm so bad with names, dude.
Tiffany and... Anyways, Tiffany is so fab. She's my fave, and I really hope they say yes.
The black couple?
I was trying not to say black couple. Yeah. That's why I said the beautiful couple.
They are beautiful.
They're beautiful.
And his EIQ for sure. The way he speaks, to her, the way they were on the couch and she's like stressing the fuck out about the wedding. And he's like, I'm gonna hold space for you. He validated her. I was like, oh yeah.
Brett, what a name. Okay.
Oh, and his family, his dad was all like, this is great. Good for you guys.
Tiffany and Brett, I have this feeling that I want them to say yes so bad because they're so fab.
Yeah.
But I have this weird feeling that it's going to trick me and one of them's going to say no.
It's going to be her.
You think?
I think her. I think she's so fucking in her head about shit.
Because she doesn't think she deserves him.
Yeah. Because he is like, I saw him. I was like, oh my God.
He is beautiful. His lips,
tall, dark, and handsome. His hair, his lips, his skin, the way he speaks, his voice, like everything about that man has you just like, oh my God. to what do I owe the pleasure?
But yeah, she's fucking in her head. He thinks she's like the best thing, but she is. Her friends, that's how you knew her friends were like,
she mecca.
She is top notch. Nobody else fucking said that in the real way.
Well, that one couple where they met off camera, or they both picked different people, or no, he picked a different chick.
Bliss?
Yeah.
Oh, they say she's the mecca too. She's like, fucking they speak smart. Very you can highly tell. Of her. You can tell she's so smart. Yeah,
she is. Some of their that conversation they were having in the hot tub too, where she was like, everything you say before but is irrelevant. And yeah. I was like, I think I've literally actually said that. She's very smart.
She sounds very proper.
And she has a rack. That's all I could look about in like in all of her clothes.
You're
I was
so
like,
gay sometimes. I really think so.
I think about that while I'm... I think about that. Oh, yeah, he is an attorney, huh? So they have some...
You don't like Love is Blind. You can't comment on it.
I drive around all...
You make me watch it.
I drive around all the time, and I'm like, no, I'm not... I saw a guy jogging today, and I was like, yes, daddy. Oh, he was
What does that
so
have to do
yummy.
With Love is Blind?
He was so yummy. And then I was like, ah... See, that's how I know I'm not fully straight, because I still think about eating a vagina all the time. And I'm like, no, I have more respect, because if that was a woman jogging, I would be like, yes. Yes, sweetheart. I just have mass respect. I don't mean to be disrespectful by commenting on her breasts, because women are so much more than their bodies.
Well, we already said how smart she is. It's not like we said she's dumb
first,
with big boobs.
That's what I noticed first was her brain.
Yeah.
And then I noticed her boobs. And I was like,
and
damn.
She's beautiful.
And her mom got boobs. I was like,
she's just like pretty.
She's beautiful. Yeah. Whoever the fuck is doing her hair needs to be fired. If she's doing it herself, she needs to fucking figure it out.
You can't say that.
I don't like the way she's styling it. She has the ability to style it differently, and she's not doing justice to her face shape. Mm. It's really poorly done.
Well,
she does those bangs
I was gonna
in front of
say,
her face, and it's just
what
not,
I was also gonna say is that this season of Love is Blind was very interesting for me, because only one person to me is aesthetically asymmetrical, fucking what we think is beautiful or hot is Brett. Mm. I'd say out of everyone, he is the only one that is like, oh, everyone else thinks you're hot too. Yeah. But all the rest, I'm like, but see how we are? That they're making it to more average people are on the show. They're not tens. I'm telling you right now. They are more average, like you and I.
Some of their bodies are like, you're like, yeah. But do you think you would fall in love with Kayla? Or like, I was thinking about like talking with B if I did not.
Yes. I'm supposed to ask you that. Oh. Do you think someone would choose you if you were in the pods? Do you think someone would choose you?
Oh, I was asking if you would choose our current partners.
Oh, we'll go to that after.
That's a rhetorical question. Absolutely.
You're so
no,
ridiculous.
Absolutely.
You think they'd still be into you when they saw you walk through those
that
doors?
That was the question where I was like, so.
What if he was, oh my God, he would be 5 foot. I know it. And
I'd be like,
oh my God. He would be 5 foot, because that's
so
your fucking
happy picture.
I'm fucking wheezing right now.
Me too. I
love you. I don't have my inhaler.
You're mine and mine alone. Here's the thing. If I was on this show, pre-kids, okay? Pre-kids. Because none of these contestants have kids. None of these contestants.
You wouldn't even be as tall as this.
No, I think the shortest I've ever done is 5'4". If it was 5 foot.
With a leg or without a leg?
Depends, you a veteran or not. Where, how'd you lose the leg? You know what I'm saying? Shock attack? Like, what are you doing?
It's going to be an episode.
Oh,
sorry,
fuck.
You know
who. All this to say.
Okay.
I would absolutely get picked. I feel like a handful of them would pick me, and that would be my issue. That would be my drama. But then when the doors open, here's the thing. If flashback, what, 6 years ago? 6 years ago.
Yeah.
Catch me pre-kid.
Mm-hmm.
Full Piggott career, right? I think, yes, absolutely. I don't think there was... I have yet to meet a man who's like, ugh. But I think post-kid body, like, you know, just being a little more woke these days.
Yeah.
I think, yeah, that would be an issue aesthetically with the, you know, just because
you have two kids.
I've seen how they react to each other aesthetically.
Yeah.
And that really hurts to say it, but it is what it is, and that's that. But yeah, if I had pre-kid body, absolutely. Mm-hmm. I don't think anybody would be upset with having picked me, especially because they get their hair made up, dress. You get to pick a dress.
Totally.
Shut the fuck up. I would show up to that day.
Yeah.
And be really excited.
Okay, you think somebody would pick you based off of your voice?
How old are we?
Based off of sounding like a Jewish princess.
If we're in our 20s, well, no.
How old are these people? These people are like...
They range. I think they're...
I'm going to... Let's park it at 26 is when we would fucking...
No, I don't think I would be chosen.
You'd be... Why not?
Because I...
Like offended for you.
No, why would you say because, that? Because Real Talk Sundays, I'm being realistic. I think... I don't think I would be chosen, no. Because I'm not somebody that's going to sit there and have these...
Yeah.
Talks where you like to talk and hear yourself talk.
That literally,
your voice is butter.
Thank you so much.
And I would literally just be like, yeah, like I wouldn't go deep at that time.
This whole show is my love language. Sitting there and having deep intellectual conversations. The quality time would, my cup runneth over, honestly. Right. I would literally
see, and
like,
that wouldn't it for weeks. I wouldn't. I mean, yeah, I'm just being real. I don't think I would be chosen. I'd be one of those people where when you see them going through and you're like, oh, well, oh, I wish she would have got chosen. I wouldn't be chosen. I'd be one of them. And then maybe they pick me up for a different dating show.
We called you back because we needed
They do that, though. So how far behind you are is they pick from Love is Blind, all these different shows, and they did one called The Ultimatum, and you're going to watch that next. So fucking lame, but I couldn't stop watching it, huh? I could not stop. I binged it. I just sat here and just, it was because you had the connection from the people from Love is Blind, and those people came on there and you're like, no, like, oh shit, he's not being genuine because I saw him be genuine, you know? So it was very interesting to see that. But no, I would not be chosen. I don't think I'd be chosen for sure.
I was able to like stay awake during that too, because I'd just be like,
this is my third date. We've talked about the books I read. We've talked about the shit I do. I would just spice it up. And that's the thing too, is like, how quickly do you start talking about sex?
But that's what I was going to say, is you would be able to have the emotional conversation, the like, and then you'd be able to flirt and spice it up. You would have all of it. It'd be like a role play for you. You'd just be on cloud nine and be like, this is my, oh, you think,
is this why I fucking love this show so much? Where I'd be like, oh my God, how I would play this. This is fucking child's play. It would be funny if all the guys were like, we pick Amanda.
And I'd be like, fuck you.
Oh my God,
bitches.
You'd be the first person to get multiple proposed to. Oh my God. Cheers to that. You probably would get more than one proposal.
Oh my God. When that bitch was like, so I'm not giving you back the ring. I was like, do they pay for the ring?
Is that allowed? Because Love is Blind paid for that. Netflix paid for that.
Okay, that's what I was asking. Do they buy their own rings?
Mm-mm.
Do we know that?
No. Netflix pays for all of those things. That's why they do
the
fittings.
All that.
That's why they do all that. Netflix is top dollar, dude.
That's a setup, man.
Yeah.
That shit's nice.
So, cut to Nick Lachey. He's got an investment in all this shit. He's the host of The Ultimatum. I'm like, how do we get in on this?
Yo, Nick, you're doing
it right, dude. Because they get all excited to see him every time.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, guys. And they go, Nick.
Anyway, this show, all this to say, this brilliant fucking premise, dude. This whole social experiment is fucking great. It's so ridiculously crazy. And I think it's interesting that some of these couples are still
together,
fucking in it.
Season one that was good.
They're beating
dude.
Out The Bachelor.
I need you to
which,
go.
Ew.
I need you to go back and watch season one because that one's good, huh?
Yeah.
That one's good because my two faves, Cameron and, oh my God, I forgot her name. She's my fave. Instagram, get back to it. And that, so two of the couples from season one are still together. And that's pretty cool.
I think that's interesting. So there's got to be
something. That's 2020. So they've been together for 3 years.
There's got to be something here. That's what I'm saying. Like when you connect on an emotional level first and then move it over to physical, there's got to be something here with this level of authenticity. But at the end of the day,
this is probably one of the better shows because I don't watch TV and I judge know. Trash TV very, very
When we
harshly.
Lived together, do you remember we didn't have a TV?
I know.
Okay, hear me out. I'm a hippie. We didn't have TV. We agreed on it. We shook on it. We put blood on it. And we're like, we're not having a TV. And then I forced you to watch Supernatural with me on a laptop.
Oh my God. And we were like, we like all fucking 37 seasons, dude. We were like, what season is this? 15? Oh, he's so fine.
But literally, that's the Jackson only Eccles TV or we. Whatever. Jensen Eccles.
Jensen Eccles.
He's fucking hot.
He's fine, fine. Yep.
But literally, that's the only TV we watch. So I'm really proud of you, honestly. No, but you waited too long because during COVID, you could have been watching this to feel happier.
Watching TV instead of my life falling
apart. Yeah, exactly. I know.
If I was watching trash TV, my life wouldn't have fallen apart.
Okay, so the end of this is. The moral of the story of Love is Blind is if you're on Love is Blind, you instantly become famous. I'm looking at all of their Instagrams. Ooh. They have they have hundreds of thousands of followers right off the bat. So how come no one's following us?
Because we're not on Love is Blind. I don't know. Maybe doing a podcast episode about Love is Blind. And we can at these individuals.
That's true.
Would that be crazy if we got one of them to interview? This is just the fucking.
That
this
would
thing
be
just
cool.
Blows my mind.
I think
this
they're too
just,
big for us, but, big, but two of the girls from season three.
We'll get a reject. One, two, let's get somebody who didn't get
season
picked and bring
two
her
or
on.
Three. Okay, season
sounds
two.
Sounds like our winner.
Is it season two or three? I don't know. It's because I don't have them in front of me. But two of my faves. They started their own podcast to talk about it.
I saw that. That's what you sent me. Didn't you send that to me?
Yes, that was them. And they have their professional photos. They look so good.
Yeah, you were like, we need a picture
like
this.
They got screwed over and they were super genuine. Yes, they were super genuine. And they started their own podcast to talk about season four. And I thought that was pretty cool. Good job for marketing.
I didn't know they were Love is Blind. Yeah, just about the background stuff that they don't let you privy on.
They did. They talked about how, like, well, little do you know, I did this or I tried to do this. They told me no. You know, the producers, they're out there trying to make a living too.
They're making buku dollars, dude. This show's big.
I'll watch
time.
All the seasons. I really will.
I mean, I would love to. I would have been a great participant. And honestly, if our partners, end question before we cut to black here, if your partner was on the other side of that. Oh, wait, why don't they do girl? You said earlier you would explain
no,
that.
No, I don't know. I want to know why they haven't done like a season of.
Just chicks.
Chicks or a
just
season
dudes.
Of men. I would watch that. Absolutely, I would. But why is that? Maybe they're not ready for that. Maybe they're in the works of it. We can't say.
Mm-hmm. And would love to see it. Oh, okay. I thought you had an answer.
No. And I'm just saying.
Was that guy that when they got it? Because we were watching. I can't remember. Season one, you said? Season three? Season one? When he told her. He was a bisexual.
Yes, that's season one.
And she
lost
her fucking shit. And then they both got catty. They both got fucking fuck your wig. And she was like,
Diamond.
Fuck you.
Diamond's and in the ultimatum. Like, oh, you had to watch. She's so fab.
You guys are children.
But
you can't play this game. You're
hear
children.
Me out on that. You want to go on that? You don't want to know what my feeling is because I rewatched it. So I've watched it twice because I had T-Booty and Jasmine watch it. If you feel like you're bisexual and you're in these pods. Here's the thing. You're thinking, I want someone to choose me. I can't say this. You feel insecure about it.
Well,
but he should have had a conversation before they went to Mexico and said, hey, I didn't want to say this on TV or something. You know what I mean? Like, I'm bisexual. That's what an emotionally mature person would have done. He wasn't ready for that. Yeah. He's confused.
He was very confused.
I wouldn't even say petty. I would say he's confused and lost.
Well, his reaction made him petty.
Yes, but he was lost. And she's like, I don't have time for lost motherfuckers. That's literally what her thing
I'm
was.
I'm trying to get
like,
from A to Z here. Yeah. Thank you. I guess... what was I? Fuck, I had a question. God, I didn't stop drinking. I don't
if
know why
you
I
would,
drinking.
If we would choose our partners in a pod.
Oh, absolutely, dude. I'd choose Brandon. One, I love that fool's voice. Two, if they make me laugh, that's it. I'm over. Yeah. And he is so fucking funny. those guys, I was like, there's no one on here that's funny.
But do you think I have not seen a guy that's funny in a pod under pressure on camera?
That's where he thrives, is under pressure off the dome. He will even be like, don't tell me, I have to think of it off the dome. Like, he was, I remember, like, I was like, if we get married, you know, because we were engaged once upon a time ago, if we got married, like, what would your vows be? My vows would be I would take parts of all the songs that we love and put them together and make a poem. And he was like, off the dome, I'd show up. I was like, the fuck you would, fool.
Why not?
Because that's, I was like, no. Absolutely not.
Oh, and he was like, oh my gosh, Amanda, agree to disagree. That's ridiculous. If he wants to say it off the dome, that's his choice. So he's like, control freak. That's control freak.
He would absolutely thrive in that environment.
Yeah, let him do that.
But I have yet to see one guy on there that has made me geek.
I honestly can't. I mean, I don't know. Pick like, you. I don't know if I would choose.
Make me laugh.
I don't know if I would choose Kayla. Don't be mad. I'm just saying it was a very different circumstance to where we did talk on the phone a lot. And so that is kind of like a pod.
Yeah.
Because you're not seeing each other. Mm-hmm. And I do think that maybe, because that's what got me. Was that friendship slash like, wait, she likes me. You know what I mean? Not knowing.
Mm-hmm.
So it was kind of like a innocent kind of fall for each other. So that is kind of, if you don't flirt and talk about sex, it's the same concept. You're talking about just life in general. I don't know, your likes, your dislikes and stuff. Maybe she's talking about another guy on the, in the pod. I don't know.
Wait, are you married?
Yeah, are you into guys?
I mean,
no, but I think that would be that's a very interesting question. I don't know.
Anyway, I think
I don't know, because remember, she saw day one, she knew I was the one by my looks. My looks.
She just
see not my personality. I think if she heard my personality, she might double think it and be like, this bitch is a princess. I don't have time for that. And look at your life now. Just kidding.
You can have all this. No, I think, it's a great topic. So we'll keep you updated on our Love is Blind journey. I'm just toe dipping into this.
We're
going
to watch the finale and the reunion tonight. We'll catch you up.
See how this goes. I cannot wait.
Wait, we have to guess who's going to say yes or no, and then we'll end it.
Okay.
Okay, so Brett and Tiffany.
Which is?
The beautiful couple.
Oh, God.
I want to root for yes.
I think they're both going to say yes, but deep down inside, if they do go no, it's going to be her because she's head. But yes, because that's, all I can think about is their sex, dude. Oh.
When they did that little,
kissing baby pill.
Oh. And then he was like, remember when he was like, get on top of me? And she was okay. And then Paul and Micah.
Crap, what do they look like?
Scientist.
Oh. Ugh.
No, it's going to be a no.
Who's going to say no, him or her?
I think she's going to say no.
You think she's going to say no? I think he's going to say no.
Okay, we'll see, huh? We want to play some bets.
I don't think they're going to go.
Who's the other person or people? Oh, Bliss and...
Dude,
lawyer.
Bliss and white lawyer dude.
I think she's going to say no. He's going to say yes.
I think they're both going to say yes.
Oh.
But... don't get me wrong, her fucking dad was like, fuck you crazy motherfuckers, which I was like, yeah, thank you. The only parent who's like, y'all are fucking crazy. I think they're going to say yes on that one.
Can we talk about how well she handled her dad?
Then? Oh, absolutely. Okay. I was like, oh, she has boundaries.
You know what's funny is that dad reminded me of my dad.
I know.
Literally, that was my dad on there. And the way she handled him reminded me of how I handle my father. Mm-hmm. We're not going to go into that.
That's your opinion. Okay.
Yep.
That's
what you think. Who's our other couple that we're... and Kwame.
Yeah.
Chelsea's going to say yes. Kwame's going to say no. Easy.
I hope Kwame says no just because, like, he knows that's not right.
She's such an amazing... she's a speech pathologist like your sister.
Yes.
And...
which I don't know if we can legally say that. Apparently, I don't know. Anyways, I just don't think... Kwame... oh, wait, this is the one where they left off, right? Where they had him up at the altar and Kwame is the guy from Africa? I think he's going to say no because of his mom, dude. Like,
they've been so sketchy and scripted with that, and I feel his sister's amazing.
They seem to connect.
Yeah.
I don't like her.
Chelsea or the sister?
Chelsea. I don't like her. That's the one I thought we were talking about earlier where I was like, everything she says is calculated. Every angle she poses at is a I just love you so much. Like, everything to me, I was like, I feel...
thought you were talking about Micah the whole time. I'm like, yeah, no. She's disrespectful and she was holding Kami's hand in the pool.
She's just kind of dumb. But this shit, I was like, she's calculating. No. What she's saying is coming across.
Agree to disagree. I think she's so in love. Ugh. Because trauma, she mentioned she had a bad relationship before, if you listened. And she has trauma, and so I think she's like, I love him, see, he's so great. She has never said one thing negative about him, because she's I'm saying she's over the moon, and she's not saying that he's not.
That whole photo shoot situation, I was like, this is definitely, you know, and he's just like, I gotta sacrifice a lot. What are you sacrificing? I'm like, he's not about it. I gotta move. Seattle can suck my dick.
Yeah.
He's just like, fuck this place.
But no, I can tell I think we have a different I know, but that's weird that you think she's
I think she's posing. Inauthentic.
I feel the opposite. And
everything that came out of her mouth was just very calculated.
That's so weird, because I feel the complete opposite.
I was just like, oh, God.
Agree to disagree. Wow.
And
I'm like rooting for her in life. I'm rooting for her in life.
If you noticed, bitch does not validate. That's probably why you fucking like her. They were having that conversation on the bed, and I was like,
how come you don't like her then? Because you don't validate either, bitch.
I was like, look at her completely not validate his feelings about his mom.
What the fuck ever? This is not... This is about Love is Blind. Real talk Sundays.
With her glasses.
No, but how cool is that, that we see completely different things of watching her?
I'm an oblivious third party, and I'm like, she ain't it.
I love you, and you keep doing what you're doing. Kwame's going to say no.
He's going to say no, and I'm super sorry, because that was about, but what her dad said before they walked down the aisle. He's like, you're going to make a good wife. And I was like, oh, shit. Oh, my God. I hate
marriage. Is that what women are only good for? Is being a good wife and a good mother?
I fucking hate marriage and fucking monogamy bullshit. But that was so fucking sweet, Dad. Damn. Get her ass down that aisle. See what happens.
Oh, my God. I can't wait to turn this on.
Beautiful wedding in the mountains. Oh, my God.
By the way, the weddings have gotten freaking way better than they used to be. Let me tell you. You need to watch season 3 stat.
All right, we'll get on it.
That was
I'm
good
spending
one.
The night tonight.
Yeah, so. We're going to stay up till 2 a.m. Okay.
Anyway, thank you so much for joining us on this episode of Real Talk Sundays. This episode's musical artist and song, this is Nightcrawler by Rio Cragen. Rio Cragen is one of my favorite artist. I was literally going, if my daughter was a boy, was going to be born a boy, we were going to name him Cragen. That's how much I love it. But anyway, enjoy Nightcrawler by Rio Cragen.
At the lights dim somewhere, niggas barely leave the crib no more. I hit the liquor till my system warped. It's a fast life, crash course. I run around in the night, dark skies, bright light. This dash hit 100 quid beast I be running with. Eat beast, it ain't nothing to me. I swear it ain't nothing to me. I'm alive in the night. Good vibe, good time. It's half past midnight. Too up, too high. I'm alone for the ride. Won't crash till daylight. Just hold on tight. Don't lose your grip. Our innocence come with the wind. Fast car, fast girl. Can't restless.